Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Life is full of what-ifs. Some awesome, like what if AI could fold your laundry? And some, well, less awesome, like what if you have unexpected medical costs? UnitedHealthcare can help get you covered with Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans. They supplement your primary plan to help you manage out-of-pocket costs. No deductibles, no enrollment periods, and especially no more what-ifs. Visit uh1.com to find the Health Protector Guard plan for you.
Hello, you're listening to Shag Married Annoyed with me, Rosie Ramsey, and my husband. I am sick of looking at your face.
Wow.
Chris Ramsey.
That's worse than usual, that. That was directed to me as well.
Yeah.
Normally it's like a little flippant remark, sort of, kind of theatrically performed into the ether, but that was just,
sick of looking at my face?
No, I love your face.
Oh, shut up.
Wow. Do you see what I'm living with? Ladies and gentlemen, do you see what I'm living with? It's honestly, it's like a tightrope, but the tightrope's a knife, so I can't even win.
No,
it's
never.
Hurting when I'm on it, and either way I fall off. Honestly, fucking pregnant. Pregnant Rosie is not a nice Rosie.
Do you prefer pregnant Rosie or due on Rosie?
Oh, now, yeah, there you go. Now. Well,
would you rather pregnant Rosie or due on?
Right.
Just 3 days before Rosie.
Ooh, That is a very good one. Pregnant Rosie lasts longer, but it isn't as intense.
Yeah. Juwan Rosie is a lot shoutier.
She's awful.
In fact,
you know what it is? Do you know what it is? It's been a few months without her. You know what? Don't even miss the bitch.
No, she's a cow.
No.
Can't stand her.
Hope she doesn't come back.
She'll be back.
Nah.
They always come back, Chris. They always come back.
God, well.
I'd love it if they didn't, but they do.
Just count the days till you go through the change. Now.
Oh, mate, you're not.
Really?
Are you kidding us?
Is that worse?
I'm going to be awful. We'll probably split up then.
Oh, fantastic.
I'm dreading menopause. Let's not even think about that because I am going to be rotten. I'm going to have no friends. Everyone's going to just leave us and I'll honestly lock me in a room.
Yeah?
Yeah, I'm going to be awful. I might have to get HRT. I'm thinking ahead of myself.
Well, there you go, anyway. Ladies and gentlemen. So once the pandemic's over, we've got menopausal Rosie to look
for.
No,
I've got a while yet. I'm only 34. Watch it be my luck. It'll start early.
And,
it does sometimes.
And before we even start, kind of flag up that yesterday, you turned to me and actually said, how old are we? So that was good. I'm glad you remembered you were 34 there because you did. Can you remember yesterday?
Yeah, it's been a really long year.
How old are we? What happens when you die? Why is the sky blue?
When am I going to start the menopause? Let's crack on.
Let's crack on indeed. Guys, thank you so much for listening. We love you. Thank you for all your interactions and everything. Please do keep them coming. Genuinely, before we start, I was falling out of love with Twitter before we started going this podcast. I started hating Twitter a lot, but now it's just a lot of lovely podcast patter I get on Twitter, and I really do enjoy it, so thank you very much. It is episode 86. The year we were born.
34 years ago.
Very tenuous link. 34 years ago. Very clever. You used your knowledge. See that? You used your knowledge of how old we are.
Yeah.
Maths.
It's called skill. No, that's actual. That's professionalism.
Great.
That's skill.
Yeah, excellent.
That we've learned. So, fuck you.
I don't
watch
think...
his face.
Who?
Right. What's he saying? What's his name?
Oh, the Chancellor.
The Chancellor.
Oh,
fuck him. Telling everyone to retrain.
Yeah.
No.
See, you're
I just did a segue. Did a callback to something you just... Oh, there's the door.
There's the bloody doorbell. God, damn everyone. Right. Two seconds, wait.
We'll just put the jingle on. I'll be the postman. Here's the jingle.
We had a fight about the jingle. Jingle. We couldn't settle on a jingle. Jingle. So this is the jingle. Jingle. We hope you like the jingle. Jingle.
Babadoo, 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 ba.
Jingle.
Hello and welcome back to this week's episode of Shag Married Annoyed. Rishi Sunak, that's his name.
That was his name. And for everyone wanting to know, the guy on the phone was who is going to do our bathroom.
So mystery solved.
Mysteries. That's all it was. Bless him. When people contact us when we're busy doing the podcast, it's like they've literally walked onto stage while there's an audience there. Like, they get really, like, when your mom came in, we're doing the podcast, she was like, "E, what's happening? E, am I on?" And then he was like, I was like, "I'm doing the podcast, can I ring you back?" He was like, yeah. And he's like, started like shitting his pants.
You got a question.
No one trusts us. I think they think we're just going to broadcast them to the wider world, no matter what.
I would.
Well, you know, getting a bit desperate.
Get them listeners in.
Getting a bit thin on the ground, innit? So other than the pregnancy that you whinge about constantly, how are you?
I mean, I'm absolutely great. I've got zero crack because I've very much realised that we are doing nothing.
Yeah.
In reality, we have no social life. We are still on a local lockdown here in the Northeast with no idea of when it's going to end, if it's ever going to end.
Not a clue.
We haven't seen our friends. We haven't seen our family for weeks.
Gosh. Rosie, I'm losing my mind.
So am I.
It's just you. But do you know what? I've just had... Hold on. Who's that? Oh, sorry. I forgot to do this week's lucrative sponsor. No problem at all.
Oh, did you?
Think you get away with that, eh, Rosie? Think you get the guy from the kitchen and bathroom place to phone me during the intro, to make me forget the sponsor? You're joking, aren't you? Got to pay them bills, eh? Touch me pockets now. Me pockets feel lighter because we didn't do the lucrative sponsor. This week's sponsor is it a cold or is it COVID?
Oh.
What have you got? What have you got? Is it a cold or is it COVID?
Is it cough or is it snot? What have you got? Cold or COVID?
Honestly, we both feel a bit like shit.
Yeah.
Don't we? You feel bad, I feel bad.
Well, I've just got a bit of a sore throat and I'm just a bit tired, but I can't work out whether it's a cold, COVID,
that's the point, isn't
or
it?
Depression.
Yes, the third one. Do you want to go box number three, the mystery box?
Deep, dark depression. So I'm currently in limbo of what it is, but I don't have a temperature or enough of the COVID.
Yeah.
What they're called, symptoms.
I'll tell you what, that thermometer that we got from Tommy Tippy when Robin was born, that's paid for itself.
Isn't
it? I use that thermometer fucking four times a day. Honestly.
You actually do.
Oh, constantly. Absolutely constantly use that thermometer. I feel like shit. My nose is sort of a bit running in that, but I think it's just a cold. But we'll find out because I had the
you've had a test.
The gag reflex nose probe man came today for me, didn't he?
Yeah.
He knocked on the door, bless him. Lovely lad. He was Welsh.
Was he?
He came down the drive and he came in with his little mask on.
Did he come from Wales?
He came all the way from Wales to do my COVID test. Rosie, it's absolute madness. He came all the way from Wales, drove up to do my... He's from Swansea, came all the way from Swansea to do my COVID test. And now, as we speak, he's on his way to London with my COVID test to take it down to the lab. It's like a full new fucking industry that's emerged, just getting private COVID tests done so you can do work. Fingers crossed that it's negative.
Mm-hmm.
Or I'll not be hosting Little Mix this weekend.
I know. What are you going to do?
It's terrifying. It's actually really, really, it's really frightening because you could have it and have no symptoms.
Yeah.
So I might just get a call tomorrow saying, annoyingly, it's 48 hours, so I'll already be in London.
If I find out I've got it,
I'll already be in London. I don't even know if I'll have a train back. I might have to walk back. I might jump in his car.
If you do get to London, you find out that you have got it, just stay there because it's just a pain. It's just a hassle.
Right,
just stay there. We'll be okay.
Right, you used to.
Do you know what I mean? We'll be fine.
Good.
So okay.
Great. That's really nice.
Just you isolate down there by yourself.
I might go down in the motorhome.
Yeah. Take the motorhome. give it a quick spree.
COVID camping. Hey.
Babadoo, 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 ba.
So obviously in this whole shit show, the only good thing for me has been I've spent a lot more time at home with me family.
Mm-hmm.
Brackets, mainly Robin. I can take or leave you.
Obviously.
I've noticed a couple of things about our little boy.
Yeah.
He is not a kid that you can allow to have a late night and then he lie in the next morning.
Oh, no.
Unbelievable.
No.
Unbelievable. I honestly think we could keep him up until 6 a.m. and he'd still wake up at 6 a.m.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like you'd have half an hour's kid.
He doesn't have that thing of, I went to bed late last night, I'll sleep in later.
Nah.
That doesn't, I don't know what kids do that.
Well, all that happens with Robin is you keep him up, you're like, mint, I'll have a lie tomorrow. He gets up at the same time as he normally does or earlier, and then you've just got a bad-tempered, ratty kid all fucking day.
Yeah.
And then he goes to bed at about the same time as he normally does the next night. You just lose time.
I always enjoy when Robin's really tired and you say to him, you're just really tired. And he goes, I'm not tired.
Just drops to the floor.
Like, right, well, this is not the actions of a non-tired little boy. So you are tired.
I was in the swimming pool the other day. And yeah. I was talking to a guy who had a kid the same age as Robin, and he said that his kid sleeps from 7 o'clock at night till 9 o'clock in the morning every day.
See that you told me that. How old is that kid?
Same age as Robin.
Right. Okay.
I was so jealous.
Is he all right?
Yeah, that's he was a lot absolutely of sleep. Fine. Absolutely. The guy, the bloke said it was, he went, oh, his record's 16 hours.
Wow.
And I was like, do you do that thing where you like wake up and you like panic and you go through and check on him and see if he's all right? He was like, yeah, at first we did. Now we just know he just loves his kip.
Oh.
I was fucking raging. I was like, is it acceptable to splash a stranger?
Yeah, like, but to be, in Robin's defence, he does sleep very well.
No, he sleeps well. He sleeps like 11 hours, 12 hours.
Yeah, so you can't complain.
Yeah.
You're being a bit harsh. I know some kids who don't sleep at all.
Well, I know, but I don't want that. I'm always striving for better.
Well, we're having another one, so let's see. Maybe this next one's going to sleep all the time.
All, you never know.
Might not sleep at all. Oh, I'll be devastated.
Oh, God.
No.
Nah.
Just our luck.
I never understood. I had friends. What time did you get up on Christmas Day? Did you used to get up with your family?
Well, we used to get up really early, but my mum would never let us go downstairs any earlier than 6:30.
Right.
We weren't allowed. We could wake up at 4 o'clock in the morning. Me, my brother and sister would have to sit in a room and my mum would be like, don't you dare come in here. Yeah, she was really strict with that. And I get it. We weren't allowed to go downstairs before 6:30. And then what would happen was the next couple of days, I'd go back to school and everyone would be like, yeah, we got up at 3:00 and we got up at such and such. And I'd be like, oh, my mum literally did not. My mum yelled at us on Christmas Day to get back in the room. So like, Merry Christmas, fucking get back in your room. He's not been yet. You shits, get back in your room. It's like, ruined Christmas.
Merry Christmas. Yeah. I used to get, I think mine was either 7 or 8 o'clock. I think it was 7. I would wake up earlier, but I would like watch a telly in my bedroom on my own, borders out, didn't have anything open in my room.
Oh,
little lonely child. Oh. I would sit and watch cartoons
and
wait, literally wait for the time. But I never woke up really, really early. But my mates across the road used to get up like 3 o'clock.
I know. Well, who's letting them do that?
Yeah, their mums would be like, either woke up at 2:30 and went, I'm like, you fucking crit, 2:30.
Yeah. Robin slept in the past few years. I don't think he really understands it just yet.
That's my point. He understands it this year. I think he's going to be like, yeah.
We'll have a battle from 4 o'clock in the morning of go back to sleep. And he'll just roll around and go back to sleep. And then I might say 6:00.
6 o'clock?
Yeah. I'm not a gremlin, Sandra. I'm really listening. 6 o'clock. You can get up at 6:00. No earlier, though.
Another thing our son cannot get his head around. I've noticed this.
Mm-hmm.
Tomorrow. Have we talked about this?
No, I don't think we have. It's infuriating.
I can't explain. Tomorrow when I wake up, today when I wake up.
Mm-hmm.
When am I doing this? Tomorrow when you wake up. Not today when I wake up. You woke up today. That was this morning, you fucking prick. That was this morning. You woke up this morning, you've had today, you'll go to bed tonight, and tomorrow will be tomorrow. And he's just like, nah.
So today when I wake up, no, honestly. Tomorrow. No, today when I wake up today. Right, you've woken up today already. Tomorrow, yeah, it's. I've stopped trying to explain it.
Stop trying to explain it. Rosie, yesterday in the car, you were trying to explain him what a weekend was. Honestly, I nearly ploughed into a fucking wall to make it end. It was painful.
Like, you know when you go to school, that's Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, and the days you don't go to school, that's a Saturday and a Sunday. And he went, is it today's Saturday? And he went, no, today's Sunday. And he went, tomorrow's Saturday. And I think I just turned the music up.
I was like, put some music on. Fuck me. Jesus.
Oh, I know, but I'm trying to explain.
Oh, hey, let the school, man. He's back at school. Let them sort that out. No, I haven't got the time, man.
I've got to admit, the today, tomorrow thing, you were trying to explain that the other day, and I'd lied to me. I went, yes, today, when you wake up. The meaning tomorrow.
I can't explain tomorrow without saying the word tomorrow. I can't explain it. Because he goes, when I wake up today, and I go, no, when you wake up tomorrow, and he goes, what's tomorrow? He goes, well, today is today, and then when you wake up tomorrow, that's the next day, and he's just looking at us as if to go, what are you talking about? And
this
I'm like,
torture.
I can't get a frame of reference. Anyone know how to explain to a fucking kid what tomorrow, the difference between tomorrow and today? Please, God, tell us, because honestly, I'm going in circles.
Yeah, because you can't even, so...
I thought about showing him a calendar.
You could be putting him to bed tonight, right? And he'll go, so when I wake up, it's tomorrow. And you go, yes. And then he'd wake up, he'd go, it's tomorrow. And you go, well, not today.
Yeah. And he's like, Dad, you're moving the fucking goalposts, see ya, like.
Babadoo, 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 ba.
It's time for Rosie's mysteries.
Now you fixed that, did you?
Well, I never knew that. pulled away from the phone when I said mysteries. I was going to get Robin to do it again, but he's at school, isn't he? Let's hope I don't close the school. Because that would be shit.
Very good.
Full of mysteries. I don't want to homeschool.
Kablam.
Great. Absolutely. Yeah. Hey. Incredible phone technique there. Sounded like an echo.
It was a lot better. I took your advice and I did it and I made it better.
Very well done.
Hi, Rosie and Chris. This question comes from an experience I had when I was younger. Mm. I was on a trip to Germany and was going through security at the airport. Every time I do this, my bag and person always gets searched. Apparently, I look shifty.
My bag and person?
Yeah.
Okay.
I was waiting at the end of the conveyor belt for my hand luggage to be searched as it had set off the alarm.
Oh.
My feelings of awkwardness at having to show off the sanitary products in my inner bag pocket, however, were overshadowed as I turned to look at the guy next to me who was also having his bag searched.
Uh-oh.
The man opened his backpack slowly with care to reveal.
Mysteries. Now.
What do you think's in his bag?
So, I've got like two things in my head. Either it's like something normal that he's actually, well, not normal, but something that he's packed that's, you know, like ridiculous and he's not allowed.
Mm-hmm.
Or it's like a practical joke that someone's played on. So it's like a dildo, sellotape, or water bottle. I know that's one that people do to people.
Why?
It's like a stag do thing. So because they'll stop, it's in your hand luggage. And if you put like a big thing of water in someone's hand luggage, it'll come up on the screen, but they sell a tape like a vibrator to it, so they have to pick it out. I've seen it on like Lad Bible and stuff.
Funny.
listen, you got airport's a boring place. You got to do it. You kind of have a couple of laughs, right?
I mean, yeah, you're right.
It's
in Germany, if that helps.
No, not in the slightest. Okay. That doesn't help at all. a massive bratwurst sausage.
Why is that the only thing we know to do with Germany? That's the only
thing I went to. Because everything else I was going to say is really offensive. is it food? Is it food of some kind?
The clock is ticking. You need to come up with an answer.
Not, you know,
it is ticking, Chris.
This is
only a very small feature of the podcast.
Was it some kind of weapon? Was it a massive knife?
Is that what you're going with?
I'm going to go with massive knife.
Okay, so the man opened his backpack slowly with care to reveal an entire bag full of Cheerios and nothing else.
That's fucking fantastic.
I don't think you saw that.
The words and nothing else are just great.
Just a full bag of Cheerios.
Wow.
Yeah. Clearly the only entertainment on a flight he needed was the sweet crunch of those tiny hoops.
So it was his hand luggage?
It was his hand luggage, but it was a full backpack full of Cheerios.
Was he allowed? Did he not allowed to take them on?
I think he did, yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. It says, there's a question here. Mm-hmm. It says, what is the weirdest thing you have been caught carrying? All the best to you and the bairns. And that's from Scarlett. Thank you, Scarlett.
I can tell you that right now, actually.
Oh.
So when I was younger, and I used to go on holiday with my mum and dad. Did you ever go on holiday and you went to like, you know how Spain always had, we might have mentioned this briefly before, but Spain and places like that always had them random shops that sold BB guns, replica guns.
Yes, and you always got a lighter.
Knives, swords, lighters, and pornographic playing cards.
Okay.
That's kind of what they sold.
Yeah.
I remember every single day I went to the shop and there was like a toy gun. It was just a cap gun.
Mm-hmm.
It was a toy gun. Mm-hmm. It looked like kind of like, I don't want to sound like a gun nerd, but like a Beretta, like what Eddie Murphy would have in Beverly Hills Cop.
Okay.
Like the kind of cool, like, just pulls it out, he puts it in his jeans, kind of,
right.
You know, total gun safety out the window.
Okay.
It was one of them, a cap gun. And I remember every day I went to shop with my mum and dad on holiday and I was like, I want that cap gun. My mum and dad were like, we'll not be able to get it home on the plane. We'll not be able to get it home. And I was like, okay. And then on the final day, they weirdly like gave in. Like, I think I was going to buy something else. And my dad was like, why don't we get this? And I was like, but you said, and he's like, oh, it'll be okay. My dad, in all his wisdom, decided to put the gun and the caps in the fucking hand luggage.
In the hand luggage?
In the hand. And I was like, why don't you stick it in this case? And they decided that if it was stuck in the case, they wouldn't, they'd just keep the case and they'd lose all their stuff. So he's like, we'll put it in my hand luggage. I was like, even, I must have honestly been about seven, and I was like, are you fucking stupid? And there was like a massive kerfuffle when they searched through it and they got it out.
Yeah.
And I still remember they got the gun out and they were looking at the gun. The guys were all looking at the gun. And the Spanish guy, the customs guy, he held up the caps and he said, no available on the plane, meaning you can't take them. He meant you couldn't take them. And I'm steam in my mind's eye now, go, no available on the plane. And I just thought, Dad, are you fucking, like, what an idiot.
I mean, option three would have been, you can't have that, son.
Yeah.
Because we can't take a gun back.
Yeah, that was option one that they went back on. But he tried, but they just said, oh, you can't have the caps. So you can have a replica gun on the plane, that's fine, but to make sure it doesn't make a bang, because, you know, people are trying to sleep. Like, fucking
what
hell.
Year was this?
Oh, this was pre-everything. Yeah, this was fine.
Did you ever have one of those guns, the little potato shooters?
Yes.
Them were good, weren't they?
Yeah, I did enjoy them.
They were really spud gun.
Perfect way to waste a potato.
I know.
Perfect way to waste a potato.
Total waste, because once you'd gone round that bad boy once, there was no...
You could only go one layer as
well. Yeah, the inside, you could still eat the inside. But I don't think anybody would want to.
Imagine a jack of potato that someone adores. It's looking like a fucking sponge. Hello, can I please have a porous jack of potato for my dinner, please? Well, there's no jacket. There's just tiny remnants of the jacket and a five-year-old's been playing with it for 3 hours. Yeah, it's absolutely fine.
That's fine. I'll have that, thanks. Babadoo, 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 ba.
It's time for What's Your Beef?
What's your beef?
Beef, 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 beefy, beef.
Beef chips.
Ladies first or gentlemen first this week?
You go first.
Gentlemen first, okay.
No gentlemen.
Oh, very
just
nice.
You.
Quick one with you this week. Just quick one. Just now and then. Now and then you show your true colours. And we were in a different room of the house the other day, not the room we're sitting in. It may have been the orangery, it may have been the front room, I can't remember.
Right.
But you looked a little bit cold. I was walking past, I had a blanket. I put the blanket on you in a lovely, loving, kind little moment of just putting the blanket on you. I'm your pregnant wife lying there. I put the blanket on you and you looked at us and you went, oh, you know, sometimes you're not a massive cunt.
Oh, yes.
You genuinely said that to us as I put a blanket on you.
Yeah.
It's just unnecessary and a little bit hurtful.
Just doesn't happen that often, that's
great.
All.
I mean, I think you'll find out. I put a blanket on you yesterday when you were having your little afternoon nap.
Yeah.
Right? So you can bollocks off. I put
this
a lot of blankets on you.
It ruins the gesture when you bring it up in the beefs.
What do you mean?
In a nasty way. Because you're ruining the whole gesture of the fact that you did it.
What is the point in doing something if I'm not going to get credit
for
it?
Wow. That's how you live your life, isn't it? That's actually how you live your life.
Yeah,
you're
absolutely
awful.
How well then, what's your beef?
My beef with you this week. I was on Google this morning.
Yes.
The old search engine of the Tinter web.
Familiar with its work.
Robin would like some Sonic trainers for his birthday.
Yes.
And I think he made them up.
Yeah.
I think he just wants blue trainers.
Right.
But I thought, you know what? I'm going to see if I can get any Sonic trainers.
Yeah.
Right. I've had a little look online. I've had a look online on the search engine of the whole of the internet.
Yeah.
And I can't find any in his size. I found out that the Puma do some.
Right.
But they haven't got his size available. Okay. They've only got men's or babies. They don't have like the in-between kid size, right?
Okay.
You came back from dropping them off from school this morning.
Yep.
And I said, oh, I'm trying to find Robin some Sonic trainers and I can't find them anyway. To which you replied, do you want me to have a look? To which I replied, well, I'm having a look at the only place where you can really look. But feel free to have a look yourself, you patronising little arsehole.
You just will not accept help from anyone,
no,
will you?
No, because that patter's ridiculous. I'm looking on Google, the search engine of the internet, right?
Right, right, right.
And I've looked at every available source of Sonic trainers and then they're not in his size. So what are you going to do that's different to what I did?
Maybe I'll ask Jeeves. Maybe I'll try Bing.
Right, don't be a cocky arsehole.
Maybe I'll go on the dark web.
Genuinely, what would you have done differently to me?
I was just offering help.
No, you're a prick. You'd have went on Google and you'd have typed in Sonic trainers and you'd have come up with exactly the same, you know, reply, answer as me.
Good, right, yes.
So do you not find that patronising at all?
I just find that sometimes, you know, I might be better at finding some things than you might be. I don't know. You might be better at stuff than me. Do you know what I mean? Oh,
a pair of trainers.
I wish I'd never
really
said
it. It's not jingle all the way, Chris. Do you know what I mean?
I've got to run down.
It's not a special toy that you're going to have to stand outside to get.
Right. Okay. Okay. But while we're at it, can I just say, if you're a grown man getting Sonic trainers in grown man size, have a fucking word, will you?
Okay. I was genuinely going to get you matching ones.
Oh, were you?
But now that you've poo-pooed that idea.
Oh, no, I want matching ones.
No, don't even.
Oh, no, I want matching ones.
You have absolutely...
No, I want matching ones. No, please, I'm sorry. No, Mom, I'm sorry. No, please, Mom. I was just trying to be funny. No, I really want them. No, I really want them. I'm sorry.
I kind of get his size anyway, so...
Oh, well, just get me some.
I am not walking around with a man wearing Sonic the Hedgehog trainers.
My problem with the Sonic the Hedgehog trainers is this. I've got, there's three sort of problems. There's one, okay, you've got your Sonic the Hedgehog trainers, which have got Sonic on, which is great. That'd work, right? Mm. But then he said, I just want blue trainers like Sonic. And I'm the pedant inside us says, Sonic wears red trainers, son.
Oh, does he?
Yeah, he wears red trainers with a red stripe across them.
Okay, well
not
then.
Not blue ones. So he's like, I want blue ones like Sonic. I'm like,
no, he just wants blue trainers. Oh. But annoyingly, the ones that I've seen, they're really cool. Right. They're like yellow, blue, and red and white. Oh. And they haven't got his size. I'm good. Right. Anyway.
Okay. I want some.
When's
my birthday?
It's been.
How old are we?
34.
Correct. Babadoo, ba. It's time for questions from the public.
Public. Here's a question from me. Do you miss the daily briefings?
Do I miss the daily briefings? I've actually got them all recorded. I'm going to go back and binge them all.
I thought you might.
Can't wait. No, I do fucking not miss the daily briefings. Good God. I don't think I'm going to start them again. Like I say, it was just that dystopic kind of everyone gather around the telly and what's Uncle Boris going to let you do today? Oh, God.
And then he stole questions from the public.
He did. Proper nicked it. Guys, as always, if you want to get in touch, it is Shagmode. I said that too many times.
Three times? That was awful.
As always, if you want to get in touch, it's shagmodeannoyed@gmail.com. Please continue to send us your hopes, your dreams, your wants, your wars, your questions, your dilemmas, your office polls, your Zoom polls, all of that stuff.
There's been no office polls. Oh, when's furlough end?
Don't know.
Because then we might get some office polls again. That would be nice.
You never know. I mean, it's a silver lining in that little cloud, isn't it?
Well, you know.
Back to work, you bastards, but get your office polls done.
Send me some office polls while you're worried about your life.
Absolutely. I've got updates, right? I've got updates from last week. Now, last week, apologies if you haven't listened to last week's yet, but please do. The lady who messaged about the guy on the train.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Find the train guy.
Now, someone has emailed in here, right? Mm-hmm. Inspired by the train guy story last week. Recap. A girl saw a guy on a train, really fancied, she wants to talk to him. That's what all that's about.
Okay.
He has a story along those lines. Hi, Rosie and Chris.
Hello.
I was just listening to last week's podcast, and the story about falling in love with a man on a train reminded me of my own similar experience. Mm. About 2 years ago, I was getting the tube into work and spotted a gorgeous man getting on at the station after mine. We briefly made eye contact, and that was it. The fantasies of meeting the cute guy on the train at work and our subsequent inevitable happy and lifelong relationship began. Over the next few weeks and months, I began to see him more and more, as I always stand in the same place on the train, and he would always get on at the same doors. Mm. Over time, I noticed that he would always stand opposite me whenever the position was free. And we would occasionally glance over to each other on the 25-minute journey. He became known, I love this, he became known within my group of work friends as Hot Tube Guy.
Wow.
And they would always try and persuade me to actually talk to him. Mm. Then, one fateful morning, the trains were delayed. So when one eventually did arrive, it was pretty packed. I managed to get my usual spot in the bendy bit between two carriages. Mm-hmm. Fucking weird that you'd stand there, but carry on. But unfortunately...
Awful that you'd stand there.
Worst place to stand.
Why?
Excuse me, can I stand in the most dangerous part of the train, please? Yes, you can. Yes.
I'd like the death seat, please.
Can I stand barefooted in this hinge of a moving train? Fucking idiot. Anyway, I managed to get my usual spot in the bendy bit between the two carriages. But unfortunately, by the time we got to the next station, the only space left for Hot Tube Guy was next to the doors. However, as the journey went on and other passengers disembarked, I noticed Hot Tube Guy moving further into the train towards me.
Oh.
He managed to slowly work his way along the carriage until he was stood right next to me. And then it happened.
What?
As we rounded the corner in a Farringdon station and the connectors between the carriages concertina together, our elbows touched.
Shut up.
Great reaction. The electricity between us was so intense and could no longer be denied.
Wow.
And that is the story we are going to tell at our wedding. Just kidding. Farringdon was my stop to get off, so no words were exchanged.
So Is that it?
Then a couple of weeks after this, my clumsy self forgot to mind the gap and ended up with my whole leg down between the train and the platform, accompanied by some hefty bruising, and I pulled a muscle. I started getting on the earlier tube so that I could get a seat, and realising being in the office before everyone else meant that I could get more work done. Brackets plus, having a seat is nice. So I stayed on the earlier schedule, and I've never seen Hot Tube Guy since.
Oh, for God's sake. Oh, no. Oh, do you know what it is? I genuinely thought they might have got married.
I know.
God.
Sorry. I was like, I'm going to have her with this. I'm going to have her life with this.
That's infuriating.
She's just going to just say she gave up on love because she likes sitting down and she likes getting in the office earlier to get more work done.
I mean, I kind of get it.
Fucking nerd.
But that's such a shame. Babadoo, 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 ba.
Everyone knows therapy is great for solving problems, but getting therapy has its own problems too, like finding the right therapist, fitting into their schedule, and of course, the cost. Well, BetterHelp can solve those problems. It's totally online and built around your schedule. It's surprisingly affordable too. Connect with a credentialed therapist by phone, video, or online chat, all from the comfort of your home. Visit betterhelp.com to learn more and save 10% on your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house, with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. WarbyParker.com/covered.
This is Paige, the co-host of Giggly Squad, and I want to tell you about a company that I've been loving, Olive & June. Olive & June gives you everything that you need for a salon-quality manicure in one box. And if you break it down, it really comes out to $2 a manicure, which is absolutely insane. It's also so easy to get salon-worthy nails at home with Olive & June. The difference between how your nails used to look when you did them yourself and now with the Manny system is a complete game changer. The best thing about Olive & June, too, is it's a quick dry. It dries in about 1 minute, lasts for 5 days, and full coverage in up to 1 to 2 coats. Visit oliveandjune.com/perfectmanny20 for 20% off your first system. That's oliveandjune.com/perfectmanny20 for 20% off your first system.
Babadoo, 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 ba. I got a tweet because you know how we were talking about chat blind last week.
Yes,
I got a tweet from somebody, and someone has come up with social distancing pickup lines.
Oh God! Oh God! Kill me!
Do you want to hear
some? Kill us. Annoyingly, I do want to hear them, but I'm annoyed that it's a thing.
Yeah, no, this fucking is hell. These are now a thing that you could use.
Oh, socially in distance bars chat up lines.
At like 10 to 10.
Yeah.
Okay. Hey, if COVID-19 doesn't take you out, can I?
Fucking Christ. That's really
that's
shit.
Good.
It's annoyingly good, but it's also really shit and it's massively insensitive. Imagine saying that to someone who's lost a relative to it.
Well, okay, fair enough. Fair enough.
Terrible.
That would be a bit upsetting. But this one's quite good. Are you ready?
Yeah.
Is that hand sanitizer in your pocket or you're just happy to be within 6 foot of me?
Jesus fucking Christ. Okay, that one's really good.
This one's nice. Hey, since all the public libraries are closed, I'm checking you out instead.
Oh, I hate that. I like these.
This
I
one.
Fucking hate
you're going to love
like
this
them.
One. Are you ready?
Yeah.
You can't spell virus without you and I. I like them, mate.
That one's really good.
This is you, right? This would be your chat up line.
Okay.
Had you been single during this. Hi, I saw you from across the bar. Stay there.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, right. They're really good.
Hey, babe, can I ship you a drink?
Ship you a drink.
I enjoyed them very much. Thank you. Babadoo, 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 ba. Okay. Hey, Chris and Rosie, please keep me anonymous.
Will do.
In my single, sad life, I had nothing but bad experiences with dating guys. I decided to go on Grindr. I know. I can hear people brace themselves as I write that. You know, Grindr. We've talked about Grindr
before.
Yeah. Grindr is the gay Tinder.
Yes.
Yes. After a few hours, a message came up from a guy who didn't have a face like a chewed up mint and is my...
Jesus Christ.
And in my ideal age range. So we got to chatting.
So at first I thought you were going to say it didn't have a face. But then that, a chewed up mint, what an awful way to describe someone. All right, mate. Jesus. I imagine you're an oil painting, are you?
Christ. He's painting himself like that, and I believe him.
Well, I myself have a face like an unchewed mint.
We proper hit it off, non-stop chats. Grindr is a battery guzzler, so my phone stayed on charge for quite a few days with our lockdown-based chats.
Wow.
Didn't know that about Grindr.
I didn't know Grindr was a battery guzzler.
Learn something new every day.
But I imagine with all the pictures and words and updates and noises probably, and then it's obviously constantly broadcasting where you are as well, so yeah, it's probably like
takes up a lot of like the
it's
location,
probably like having a map and a text open at the same time.
Yeah,
there we go, we solved that one.
He was well educated and funny. I felt I had to do the same. Oh, I like that too, that's so cool.
Right.
Me too.
Stop doing that. Right, can I just say now, stop fucking doing that, people, because it's bullshit. I hate that.
Well, it's gonna get him in a lot of trouble.
Oh shit.
As I didn't want to let this guy go, so I grafted away. So basically, he's lying left, right and centre.
Grinded away,
exactly. So as the lockdown eased, we arranged to meet. He liked the idea of a walk around a nature reserve, and I agreed, thinking it was a good post-lockdown way to meet someone safely. He said he knew quite a good few places, as he was very into nature and preferred it to a date in a bar, which was still shut at the time.
Oh, God.
He gave me the address / postal code to meet him, and at the time it would be quieter to avoid lots of others.
Oh no.
What are you thinking?
Oh, I'm either thinking that it's going to be a monkey dogging kind of hookup thing, or he's going to get there and this fucking guy's going to be like Bear Grylls and he's going to be in flip-flops and a shirt.
Okay, we'll see.
It's going to be like a mountain climb and they're going to have to catch their own food because he's just said yes to everything because he fancies him.
When I arrived, I saw a few cars in the heavily wooded area and a very nice looking path towards some gardens and other green shit that looked well kept.
Sorry. I've got so many questions about that sentence. A very nice looking path.
Do you know what? I get that though.
I don't get that at
all.
No,
of course you do. Close your eyes.
Right.
And just think of a very nice looking path.
I can't because I don't think that's
a thing. Well, I can see one straight away.
Where's it leading?
To Chatsworth House. Where we went a few weeks ago.
The National Trust thing.
Yeah,
great.
It's a nice looking path.
So what's he said there? Let's go over that again. He said a very nice looking path leading to some what? Green shit.
To other green shit that looked well kept.
He's a fucking idiot.
Hey, do you want to go
on a nature walk? Yeah, I love green shit. It'd be great.
Love all that green shit coming out the ground.
Fucking bullshit. Oh, I can't wait till you get found out.
I texted him and he said when I was ready I should head down the path and he had found a nice area for us.
Oh, shit the bed.
I was a tiny bit nervous I would be murdered, but our chats filled me with confidence.
just a tiny bit. It's a tiny bit nervous I'd be murdered, but he was educated.
But these dating sites, you don't know who you're going to meet.
No, you don't.
Do you know what I mean? And I've got a lot of gay friends who are on Grindr and they work a lot quicker. They do on any other dating sites.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
Blokes kind of just want to get straight to it,
just
don't they?
Just want to get to it, and I know...
Surprise!
So he's a bit worried he was going to get murdered.
Just a bit.
But he said, but our chats filled me with confidence, so I got out of my car and walked down the path towards the gardens.
Good grief.
Because obviously, chats mean everything.
Yeah.
To my surprise, I saw it was packed. Swarming everywhere were people across this rather large playing field-sized pitch of grass with trees around. As I tried to find the guy I had agreed to meet, I scanned over the sea of people in groups and noticed a guy laying down on a picnic blanket, waving, but with a slightly concerned face behind his Ray-Ban sunglasses. I walked over slowly and he got up to greet me as I approached. To my horror, he was completely stark, bollock,
naked. Fuck off.
And when I turned my head to not laugh in my natural reaction, I saw all the rest of the people around, mostly older male couples, were also pale ass naked.
Oh my God. How did you not notice that in the first place?
I don't know.
Oh my God.
How's he not noticed? Everyone's got near clothes
on. I love that guy's concerned. The guy in the picnic blanket, oh, how embarrassing, he's got his clothes on.
Yeah. As I bit my lip with every inch of strength I had, my date greeted me and soon asked me why I had not got myself ready before I walked
Bloody
down.
Bloody hell.
It was then he said he was a naturist. And me, in my stupid blind love state, had gone, oh yes, I love a bit of that sometimes, thinking he was talking about trees and butterflies.
Green shit.
Green shit.
That's amazing. So, oh my God, that's fantastic.
He's mistakenly thought that the gentleman told him earlier on that he's a naturist, and he's thought that he just likes nature.
Wow. Stop saying gentleman. Bloke.
It's not the same thing.
Man naked in public. Not a gentleman.
I kind of, why do I see naturists as a little, as middle class?
I think it is quite a middle class
It's thing. Not a working class thing.
Well, I think, I don't think the working classes need an organisation to be naked in public. I think if you're working class and you want to get naked in public...
If it's over 19 degrees, yeah, you'll find the working classes without the tops on, walking around with cans of lager.
We'll not find a place to do it.
No, but naturist, I think, is a middle class, middle upper class thing.
Oh my God, so what did he do? Was there anything else there?
So, I outright confessed to not being into not being a nudist and laughed as I walked back to my car hastily. To add insult to injury, he said, nice to meet you, and I quickly shot back, thanks, nice penis. And then wished I was dead immediately.
That's the best bit!
And that's it.
Oh, nice,
he kept his
thanks.
Clothes on.
Nice penis.
And
bye.
He left.
Wow. Wow.
That's it.
I often think how much actual naturism do British naturists get to do.
What do you mean?
You've got to be fucking committed to be a naturist in Britain.
The cold, weather, isn't it?
The weather we get. Mm-hmm. Come on, man. Mm-hmm. No way.
Would you ever do it?
Nah.
No?
Nah, not in a million years. Is this, are you trying to, is this your, I don't want to do this.
No, I would do it. I would give it a shot.
Why? What? Stand around? Well, I don't understand what the point is. What's the point?
Don't know.
What's the point in it? What's the end game? Standing in the field going, oh, we're all naked. Woo-hey. It's like fancy dress.
Because it hasn't really got anything to do with sex either, has
no.
it?
No. So I imagine it's like fancy dress. So like fancy dress is good for them first 5 seconds where you all turn up at wherever you're meeting and you all see what you want, you all laugh.
Yeah.
But then later on for the rest of the night, you just walk around looking like an arsehole.
Bit shit.
Yeah.
You really do look like an arsehole.
Yeah. I don't see what the end game is. I don't understand it.
Me
just standing there. Are you naked? I'm naked as well. Hey, this is great, isn't it? Not really.
An all over tan.
You might have just nailed it there.
Yeah.
All over tan. There you that go. Might be it.
No tan lines.
I'm all right for ever seeing someone putting sun cream onto their bollocks, though. I'm all right for ever seeing that. Ever in my life. I do not. I don't like watching people put sun cream on anyway. I find it weird. You know, I look at it. You know, I caught a stranger's eyes when they're putting sun cream on.
No.
It's weird. It's weird around the pool.
I don't find it.
I realise I call it suntan cream as well. It's sun cream. I don't know why I call it suntan
cream. Suntan cream.
It's weird that, isn't it?
Is that what you call it?
Suntan cream. Yeah.
I've never noticed that.
Put your suntan cream
That's
on.
Awful.
It's just an extra word in there that doesn't need to be there.
Stop that straight away.
Yeah. You know, just when someone's just lathering themselves up, they're just like rubbing their own like man tits and they're like looking at you.
Never noticed it.
I just find it strange. I find it uncomfortable.
Never ever noticed it.
Just rubbing this grease on myself. How are you doing, man? You all right? I don't know you. How's it going? I'll just put some of my balls on my dick there. How's it going?
I hate couples. I hate seeing. We watched Below Deck last night.
Mm.
We just started it on Netflix, and one of the women was putting the bloke sun cream on his face.
His face.
And I just thought, oh, that's not a place he can't reach.
You put it on
that
his
annoyed
face.
Us.
Yeah.
But there is people who do that when they do it for each other, and you think, why are you not doing that yourself, you incapable piece of shit?
Well, he was just a knob, that guy.
Yeah, he was awful.
We could do a full episode about that first charter on Below Deck, but we ain't got the time.
Babadoo, 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 ba. Less of a question this one, more of a story.
Okay.
Nice little story.
Always great.
Dear Rosie and Chris, I wanted to share this story with you as I thought it would amuse you. I belong to a rather nice sports club, and last summer I wanted to go for a quick swim to cool off, as it was a boiling hot day. I'd love to be a member of a sports club.
Yeah, and I would say I'm a member. I wouldn't say I belong to a sports club. What the
no,
fuck's
I
going
would
on?
Say, I'd say, oh yes, I belong to this sports club. That's actually a little one of my dreams.
A little one of your dreams.
So, do you know when you watch these films from back in the day or whatever, and they're all part of like a racket club or like the sports club,
okay.
I'd quite like that.
Yeah, and we've got... The leisure centre.
We don't have any near us.
We've got our council-run leisure centres.
Yeah.
It's not the same, is it?
It's not the same.
I know what you mean. The country club.
The country club.
Yeah. I'm picturing in my mind's eye like an old, like a Michael Douglas film, like a 90s Michael Douglas film with the country club.
Quite like, I mean, I'd hate everybody there.
Yeah,
and they would hate me.
Yes,
but absolutely. But it would be nice to be a part of something. Anyway, this is what she's a part of.
Great. Well done. Just emailing it to show off. But
possibly, but it's a nice little funny story. I went into the communal changing room and put my things in a locker and went for a swim. I got out, had a shower and started getting dressed. I grabbed my very standard black M&S knickers from the bench and put them on.
Oh, Jesus.
Once I had done this, a woman appears with her small son and starts asking people in the changing room, "Have you seen my knickers?"
Oh, God.
At that very moment, I open my locker and look in to see all my clothes, including my knickers.
That's the worst.
I have a mild panic when it dawns on me that I am actually wearing that lady's knickers. I was also a bit grossed out as I realised I had someone else's knickers on. Yuck. I very hurriedly got dressed. Meanwhile, she is still muttering to herself about her knickers, and I just felt I couldn't lift up my dress and say, "I've got them on."
She should have done.
So,
you mean these ones, love?
Embarrassed and determined not to own up to this, I ran to the loo and hid those knickers very carefully behind the U-bend. I then very hurriedly left the changing room and left the poor woman knickerless.
Oh, my God.
This is a true story and my friends have dined out on it many times.
That's terrible.
What would you have done?
Weirdly.
Yeah.
Kept them on.
Yeah.
Put mine in my bag. Left.
And not said no.
I wouldn't have went and stuck them behind the U-bend. That was weirdness.
I know, that is a bit strange.
Did you just want them off? You could have put them in the bin. You could have put them in your own bag.
She could have put them in her bag. I would have looked at the person who had lost the knickers.
Well, yeah. You've got to judge it by the person.
And I'd have judged it by the person.
Yeah.
Do you know, I'd have given her them back. I would have changed. No, I'd have given her them back. I'd have went, are these yours? Yes, you know me.
Really?
I'd have literally been like, "Are these yours?" And then I'd have left it in her. I'd have went, "Look, you can have them back, or can just call this."
Because then she's got to go, "Oh no, I don't want them on that you've had them on." And you're like, "Well, you've had them on and I've got them on, you fucking slag." Well, you're saying your fanny's nicer than my fanny, however, I'll fight you. Like, a horrible. I think she did the right thing. Hiding them was strange, but I do understand that you probably wanted to take them off. You don't want to drive home in someone else's knickers. So I imagine she wanted to take them off. Hiding them in the U-bend was weird. I'd have just put them in the bin, probably.
But what if that lady's got to go somewhere and she's got to have no kegs
she's
on?
She's got a guy there, commando, hard lines.
What are you
thinking, leaving just your knickers on a bench? What did you do? She came in with nothing on, and her son, he probably needed the toilet, to be fair.
Possibly.
Toddlers, you probably needed the torch, probably a team, she hadn't put knickers on.
Yeah.
Well, hardline, stop leaving your knickers everywhere. There we go.
Okay. I'd have given them back.
Really?
And then, like you say, she looked at me and went, "Well, this is disgusting. How dare you?" Then I'd have got kicked out of the racket club.
Yeah.
And then my dreams would have been over. And I'd been put back to earth.
Why were you banned from the racket club? Knicker theft. I nicked some knickers.
Nick them knickers.
Knicker knickers. Comedian I know put a story on Facebook the other day that reminded us of this. He was in a taxi going somewhere.
Yeah.
His name's George Zach. He's a comedian from.
Okay.
He's a Greek comic, but he lives in the Northeast.
Okay.
I think he still lives in the Northeast. I haven't seen him for a while. Anyway, he got out of the taxi, right? Gave the taxi driver his money and was going into the place where he was going. And as he got the taxi, he looked down and he dropped his medical mask. You know his mask? You know your medical
face
mask?
Everyone,
yeah, the sort of disposable medical mask. And he looked on the floor and he saw it and, oh God, he quickly picked it up and hid it on, went into the establishment he was going in, sat down at his table, took his mask off, went to put it in his pocket and his mask was in his pocket.
So what did he put on his face?
Someone else's mask that he found on the floor outside the taxi.
Oh, on the floor. Oh my God. Oh.
That's isn't that the
so
worst?
Grim.
Isn't that the absolute worst?
It's so grim. I need to wash my masks, actually. Every time I get my mask out my handbag, it's filthier and filthier. Like yesterday, I was laughing with my mum because I got it out of my bag and I'd had some crackers in my bag because I had to take crackers with us after I'd been for a swim because I feel faint. So
like
I'd
a
had
child.
Some crackers. Yeah, and basically I put my mask on and it was just full of cracker crumbs and I was like...
Rosie. That's not a mask. That's a nose bag that you give horses with their fucking dinner in. You've invented the human nose bag. What an animal.
I really have. Oh, like, my word.
Do you reckon there's people out there hoying biscuits and that in their mask and then just snacking on them?
You never know. I did see a good video of somebody had two masks on. Uh-huh. So they had one over the nose and one over the chin.
Yeah.
And they were like opening their mouth and eating.
Yeah, very good. I've seen
quite
that.
Good.
Yeah, yeah.
Absolutely not what you should do, really, because it makes mask quite pointless, but I thought it was funny. For the sake of comedy, I enjoyed it. Babadoo, 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 ba.
Dear Rosie and Chris.
Hello.
I've been listening to your podcast since the beginning and have finally got round to typing out this story after hearing other weird first date stories. It's a bit long, but bear with it. It's worth it. I can confirm that it's worth it because I did enjoy the story very much.
Okay.
I met this guy on a dating site a few years ago. Brackets, I'm in a happy long-term relationship now, thank God, because I nearly gave up on dating after this one.
Sounds juicy.
Don't say juicy. We messaged back and forth a few times, and it seemed he was really into comic books and superheroes, etc. Which was fine. We all love a bit of Marvel, and I'm a bit of a nerd when it comes to that.
You'd get on well with him.
Don't know if I would.
No.
He asked me out to his hometown, Kingston-upon-Thames, which, if you don't know, isn't exactly somewhere you'd ask girls to go on a first date. Now, no offence to Kingston-upon-Thames here, I don't know anything about that.
No.
I know there's a really good comedy club there called Outside the Box, but I've never actually played it or been there.
Why would you not ask a girl to go to Kingston-upon-Thames?
I've got literally no idea. I'm
something
not
wrong
there.
With it?
I don't know. I've got no idea. So anyone listening, don't get offended. We don't know. Plus, it's a good hour's journey from my home. Well, there we go. She probably thought, let's meet somewhere more metropolitan and closer, possibly London or something.
Okay.
I agreed, though, after some persuading, as he said he'd show me the sights. Not sure what sites there are in Kingston-upon-Thames, but there you go. All right, love, will you fucking leave Kingston-upon-Thames ago?
It sounds absolutely delightful.
Christ alive. Bloody upon-Thames sounds posh as anything.
Well, anything I think with upon-Thames on it sounds quite nice, doesn't
You're
it?
You're just sold by southern stuff like that, aren't you?
Oh, always.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Henley-on-Thames is really nice, you've said. Yeah, I've never been myself, but you always say it's quite nice.
Honestly, if I could get you a tin of biscuits and if it had something upon-Thames written on the front, you'd be like, oh, these are lovely biscuits.
Yeah, I'd be like, these have been made in a nice place.
Upon some Thames.
Upon the Thames.
When we were messaging, he asked me who my favourite superhero was, and I said Superman. Brackets, I was younger and I hadn't discovered Thor yet. Fair enough.
Oh, I get that.
We met at the train station. Brackets, he came with not one, but two boxes of chocolate for me.
Ooh.
Weird. Would you say weird or would you be buzzing with that?
I mean, I'd be absolutely buzzing.
And he looked quite smart in trousers, a shirt, tie and glasses. Brackets, which it turned out he didn't need. First thing he said was that he'd come in costume. He pulled open his shirt and had a Superman t-shirt underneath and said he'd come as Clark Kent.
Vom. No. Good, right. Goodbye. It's been lovely meeting you. This is for later on in relationship when we've already fallen in love and I discover that you are a 9-year-old boy. But for now, I'd like to go out with a man, please. Not a man in cosplay.
Yeah.
No.
So that was what you would say to him?
That's what I would say.
Would you leave?
I mean, you're talking to a girl who stayed on a date with a guy who did porn.
Right.
So, no.
You wouldn't.
I'd probably stay. You'd I'd stay. See it out. You're I mean, I'd probably kiss him.
You'd stay and eat the chocolate, wouldn't you?
I'd eat the chocolate. Yeah. I'd play along. I'd go, where'd you get your glasses from? Obviously not.
Are you warm with that t-shirt under your shirt?
Yeah. Quick, careful when we go past that phone box. Don't want to lose you. I haven't got your number.
I think she was the same, right? I wasn't exactly enthralled, but thought I'd give him the benefit of the doubt. Some girls might have thought this was cute or funny after all. And again, some people are so nice. He said he was going to take me to his favourite bar. So we started walking and ended up in front of the indoor shopping centre.
Mm.
We walked inside and I was already dubious. Whose favourite bar to impress a girl is in a shopping centre? We ended up walking to the Odeon Cinema Bar, which thank God was shut. I'm not sitting in an empty, dingy cinema bar with someone I've only just met. He was very disappointed and apparently didn't have a plan B. Maybe do your research for a first date, mate? Anyway, it was a warm, sunny day in June and I'd seen a pub by the river on my way there. So I suggested we go and sit outside and have a drink there.
So he took out of the bar in the cinema?
Yes, the Odeon Cinema Bar. On a sunny day.
And was it an old Odeon cinema or was it a modern one?
It was in a shopping
centre,
so it sounds like
right,
a new one.
That's horrific. Okay, because I thought maybe if it was a rustic
stink
one.
Of popcorn.
I mean, I do like popcorn, but I could think of nicer pubs to go to.
When we got there, he went to the bar and asked me what I wanted. I said a Pimm's and he came back with a pint of Pimm's for me. Wanting to get me drunk much? And tap water for himself.
Oh, Leave. Abort. Abort. Abort.
Get your equipment right out.
Been there, done that. Don't do it. Don't do it.
I jokingly commented on the tap water. Brackets. No judgment at all, but I probably couldn't be with someone who didn't drink at all. Close brackets.
See, that's where I'm a bit confused. He's got tap water and he's bought her a pint of Pimm's.
Well, I imagine he doesn't understand.
Well, it's like
drink.
A feeder.
Yeah.
But with drink.
But he probably doesn't understand alcohol, so he's just, if he doesn't drink. I mean,
is he actually Superman?
Well.
Is this what it's going to be?
So she's joked about the alcohol. He went on to say he didn't put anything bad in his body. No alcohol, bad food or anything, as he needed to be the best he could be for his training.
Oh, God.
I can't say it without laughing.
Okay, yes, come on. Come
he
on.
He said he gets up at 6:30 a.m. every day, goes for a run and does weights, etc.
Uh-huh.
It wasn't that similar to my lifestyle, but fine, whatever thoughts he bought.
Mm-hmm.
Then he asked if he could take me on a walk and find a place to have a snog. Brackets, why would you ask? Just do it. We walked past an alleyway when he exclaimed, I've taken girls down there for a cheeky kiss. It's nice and private.
Aww.
I felt a bit freaked out at this point and probably should have left. But we walked a couple of minutes to a park and as soon as we sat down on a bench, he leaned in. Awful kiss, one of the worst I've ever had. She does not pull fucking punches here, like.
What you kissing him for?
I pulled away and suggested we chat for a bit instead. So I asked what he wanted to do. He said he was happy working in a pub as it gave him time to work out and concentrate on his training. He said he needed to be the best he could be if he wanted to save the world one person at a time. I laughed as he was obviously joking and jokingly asked if he was serious. He said, why else would he do so much training? It's to fight off the bad guys when he goes on his nightly patrols.
No, he doesn't.
I laughed again and said he was being...
Yes.
I laughed again and said he was being dangerous and stupid if he was being serious. He said, oh, don't worry, it's okay. My costume protects me.
I'm sorry, but my first reaction, if I was on a date with someone who, one, was dressed as Superman underneath his clothes and had fake glasses on and drank water, my reaction to him seeing these nightly patrols would not be, that's dangerous. It would be, what the fuck are you talking about? No.
Apparently, he has a bulletproof vest,
great.
Kevlar gloves, and a lacrosse stick that he takes out with him every night
good
to fight
him.
Bad guys.
Good for him.
He said he's come into some situations where he's saved lives, has stopped a girl from getting attacked, and stopped some drug dealers in a playground in Brixton, allegedly.
Wow.
The best thing about this... is that he even has a superhero name for himself.
What's his name?
Which his mom has sewn onto a t-shirt for him. He calls himself Justice.
Mr. Justice or just Justice?
Just Justice.
Is that one not taken at all? No,
just Justice, like Shea or Seal. And thinks of himself as the Kingston Batman.
Oh.
Apparently, Batman is his absolute hero. He models his whole life around him and even gets his best friend to pretend to be Alfred and throw... and even gets his best friend to pretend to be Alfred and throw apples at him whilst he tries to cut them in half with a knife. Like Fruit Ninja on your phone.
Oh.
Well, I literally couldn't stop laughing for a good few minutes. But when I finally caught my breath, I could see he looked very offended. He was deadly serious, so we stopped talking and sat in awkward silence for a bit. I couldn't take it anymore, so I said I had to go. He insisted on walking me back to the train station, and the last thing he said to me was, I think it goes without saying, but obviously don't tell anyone about my secret identity.
Oh, now I feel bad that we've mentioned it on here.
But is it weird that I'm actually worried that we're laughing that much? Because I feel like you might come and get with.
But, oh, I feel a bit bad.
I'm a bit scared. What if he comes to get with?
Justice.
To be fair, we're not breaking any laws. We're not breaking any
laws.
We're
not bad guys. We're goodies.
Yeah, and you can't have an ego if you're a superhero, right? You know, J. Jonah Jameson doesn't agree with Spider-Man. He's always slagging him off. But Spider-Man, you've just got to leave him because J. Jonah Jameson's not breaking any rules.
I'm confused. Why did he go dressed as Superman if he likes Batman better?
He went dressed as Superman just for her, I think, for a joke for the date.
Right. What did the two boxes of chocolate have anything to do with?
No idea.
Right, okay.
I think he might, you know, Big with Tom Hanks in.
Yes,
I think he might actually be a child who's just turned into an adult for the day and he's gone on a date and has no idea what to do.
Do you think?
He's took her two boxes of chocolate because his friend said girls like chocolates because my older sister gets chocolate. He's put a Superman t-shirt on underneath through a laugh.
Yeah.
And then he's gone to the cinema bar because it's the only place he's ever been. Right. And he doesn't know how much Pimm's to have in a glass.
Oh my gosh, he is Big.
I think he's Big. I think he's the kid from Big.
Wow. Yeah.
Safe to say, I did not message him back when he texted me on the train home. I haven't spoken to him since. I wondered if I'd been pranked or I was on one of those TV shows where people play practical jokes, or even if he had a bet with his mates, because I just couldn't believe that he was serious. However, his name came up on my Facebook suggested friends a while later. Brackets, I probably should have deleted his number from my phone. I'm guessing that's why it came up. And his Facebook profile pic is him at his wedding, and then just put ! !! So she can't believe he's been married.
Yeah.
At his wedding, ripping open his wedding shirt to reveal a Batman t-shirt. There are no words. I had a lucky escape.
Awful. I was going to say, I hate that. Awful. I've seen that on Pinterest, where all the blokes have the superhero t-shirts underneath their shirts.
Yeah.
Well, each to their own, I suppose, isn't it? You know? I bet he's met someone who's really into all that stuff.
Well, I hope he has. I'm glad he's married and he's happy, but fuck me. Wow. Justice.
Are you not a little bit jealous? A little bit? Because I don't have anything I'm that passionate about.
Yeah. I mean, yeah.
No, do you know what I mean,
It's
though?
A hell of a fucking hobby. It's a hell of a hobby.
He thinks he's a superhero.
Wow.
I'm a bit gutted, to be honest. Well, he says
he saved people as well.
We watch a lot of these kind of programmes.
You never know. I've seen Kick-Ass. Yeah.
Yeah. And look at what's happening at the minute. I didn't think we'd be in a pandemic, but we are. So maybe justice is real.
Nebbies.
Justice, listen, we're sorry.
Listen, we're just trying to backdrop here because we're really scared.
So sorry,
what's
Justice.
What does a lacrosse racket look like?
That's pretty intense.
I'm just going to quickly Google lacrosse
racket. It's like a hockey stick, but with a little net on the end.
But what?
Yeah. I mean, justice is not messing around.
Lacrosse racket, I don't know how to spell it. Oh, good God. Hey, mate, we're sorry, right? Listen. Mate. Right, I might delete this story. I'm not having this.
Sorry, Justice. Babadoo, 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 ba. Thank you once again for listening to this week's Shagmardenoid, which is now part of the Acast Creator Network.
Guys, thank you so much. Honestly, I know we don't want to over egg the pudding, but we just do love that you enjoyed so much, and there's some lovely messages seeing you enjoy it. And you know, it's a massive shit show at the minute. We all know it is, but hopefully this is helping you, because you genuinely do help us. So please keep getting in touch. Shagmardenoid@gmail.com. Continue to like, rate, and subscribe, and all of that stuff. And we'll see you again next week. We'll love you.
Thanks, everyone. Have a good week.
Bye.
Bye.
Hi, this is Craig Robinson from Ways to Win, and support for this podcast comes from Invesco QQQ. Invesco QQQ is proud to sponsor this episode, and even prouder to provide access to innovation for the last 25 years. Basketball has had innovations over the years, too. We're seeing the game played in new ways every day. Learn more at Invesco.com/QQQ. Let's rethink possibility. Invesco Distributors, Inc.
Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. Start getting your best night's sleep in these sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. Try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee. Plus, get 15% off your first order at bollandbranch.com. Code BUTTERY. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.